Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let me get to your calls. I'm not sure what people want to talk about, but you know, I'm very interested in talking about the possibility of the Saints moving games to Baton Rouge because of Mayor Cantrell. From New Orleans East, Ronnie, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, Scoop, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, Ronnie.
We talk a lot, man. Even on Instagram, we talk a lot. But
oh, cool, thanks.
With you on this one. Yeah,
okay.
I got to disagree with you on this one, though, man. I feel like I elected Cantrell. To be honest with you, I didn't vote for her, but I support her as the mayor, and I elected whatever official to be the adult in the room. I feel like have we forgotten that in 1 week, New Orleans had the worst COVID numbers in the entire world? And so I think she's making the hard decision. I know she's not going to be a hero, and she's okay with that, and I'm okay with that. I think she's trying to be as responsible as possible. And just trying to say, look, let's maybe wait one or two games.
Well, I do respect, I respect any politician who is willing to be a hero over doing what is the easy thing to do. But I guess it comes down to whether or not you and I think it's time. And I think that based on the numbers in New Orleans, for example, when things were still closed here, when the state went to phase three and New Orleans stayed in phase two, the positivity rate for opening up bars statewide was 5% or under positivity rate.
Mm-hmm.
The city of New Orleans at the time had a 1.3% positivity rate. So it was clear that the data was not driving the decision.
I don't think she's thinking like that. I think she's thinking, you know what? It was an embarrassment for us. I want to suppress this pandemic as much as possible in our area. So I'm going the distance to do that. That's just what I think she's doing. And I mean, I'm speaking as a guy who has three family members that died of COVID, and I had COVID myself. And I'm also speaking as a guy who lost his job. The market for my job has been closed since the pandemic. So, you know, it's hard for me to say those things, but I'm like, well, she's choosing lives over football and money.
Well, Ronnie, I respect your strong conviction in the face of all of that. And I'm sorry you've gone through all of that. And I hope you get a great job back. But I really respect your conviction. And it seems like you're thinking about this and not just reacting emotionally, as am I. We may disagree. And I appreciate you joining me on Instagram, and I'm sure we'll talk again, but thanks for sharing your opinion with us. Let's go to New Hampshire, and Doc, you're on WWL. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Scoot, how are you today?
I'm good. Tell me about the leaves changing in New Hampshire this time of year.
Well, it's not much this year. We've been getting a lot of rain, and most of the leaves are down on the ground. So not too many leaf peepers up here this year. You know, we're getting some bad weather today, so. But listen, man, I have a challenge I'd like to issue to LaToya Cantrell, if she's listening. I'd like to
if she's not, her office is.
Well, I'd like to see LaToya Cantrell come to WWL New Orleans' premier radio station, 50,000-watt clear channel, and get on the air with Scoot and be interviewed and take calls and talk to people instead of sitting in her office being a tyrant, issuing edicts that is really destroying the city. Now, here's another thing to take into consideration. Sure, the Saints can move their games to Baton Rouge, but when is their contract up with the Superdome? What would Tom Benson?
I don't know. I think that's constantly renewed way in advance. But I don't know what the year is right now. Somebody may know.
Yeah, well,
but I know it goes on and on.
She should do a better job of representing the people of New Orleans, and she should come on WWL and have an interview with you or anyone else she wants to go on with, and let the people talk to her and take some calls and see what she has to say. The other thing,
Doc, go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is Amy Coney Barrett and what's going on in Washington. I watched it this morning, and the Democrats are just trying to discredit her. That woman's from Metairie, Louisiana. She's been on the Seventh Circuit, and she's one of the most respected judges in the country. I think she would make an excellent Supreme Court justice, not because she's from Metairie, Louisiana, just based on her record. And the way she's answering her questions, she's absolutely correct. She can't give them a decision on how she would rule on a case until she looks at the law and looks at the precedent. So I hope she gets nominated. Well, she is nominated, but I hope that she is approved and she takes over the vacant seat before the election.
And, Doc, I appreciate
one other thing.
Yeah.
One other thing before I go. Music related. You were talking about Van Halen. Were you at the warehouse the night they appeared with Journey?
No.
That was when
no,
they
I wasn't
were
there
doing
that
their first album. Well, you remember the loft they had right outside the dressing room,
yeah.
right? And you could
yeah,
look down on the side of the stage. So Van
yeah.
Halen plays, and Journey's playing, and there's this guy standing next to me, and we're talking, you know, just friendly, and he introduced himself as Ronnie. Well, I didn't know who he was, and he walked off, and my cousin was with me at the show, and he says, man, he said, do you know who that was? I said, no. He said, that's Ronnie Montrose. So I talked to Ronnie Montrose and didn't even know who he was.
You know, I've had a few of those things happen to me, too. And it's amazing when, you know, people like that just are part of the crowd. Hey, Doc, listen, I appreciate your participation in the show. Thanks for listening in New Hampshire. And remember, you can stream our show anywhere by going to the app. Download the app, radio.com, and type in WWL, and you have us where you have your phone. Would you go to a Saints game in Baton Rouge? Do you think the Saints are doing the right thing by considering moving games to Baton Rouge if the mayor continues her stronghold on not allowing fans in the dome? And how do you think the mayor's going to react to this? I'm Scoot. Our Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're coming back. All right, I thought we would dedicate this song to Marshawn Lattimore for that final play where he prevented Mike Williams from getting that first down. This song is for you, Marshawn. That was a wonderful moment. I mean, within inches, and the game ended, and Lattimore did it. It was amazing. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon. We're reacting to Adam Schefter's tweet about the Saints meeting with officials in Baton Rouge about moving Saints games to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge because Mayor Cantrell continues to keep the city locked down in the way that she's keeping it locked down in. Let me share with you a couple of tweets from the mayor, and I respect the mayor for tweeting this out and answering this. Mayor Cantrell tweeted out just a little while ago. She said, while the Saints request for a special exception to the city's COVID-19 guidelines remain under consideration, allowing 20,000 people in an indoor space presents significant public health concerns. Continued in the next tweet, at present, no NFL stadium in the country with a fixed roof facility is allowing such an exception. We will continue to monitor the public health data, but cannot set an artificial timeline on how and when conditions may allow for the kind of special exemption being requested. So the mayor successfully answered that, and that's good for the mayor. It still seems to me that at this point we could get together and some people could go to a Saints game. What do you think? All right, if you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And don't forget, more football tonight. Because of COVID-19, games had to be switched around. Tuesday night football tonight, Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans, both teams undefeated. That's going to be fun to watch. From Bay St. Louis, Joe, thank you for hanging on and welcome to the show.
Oh, man, thank you, Stu. I've listened to you talk about eight different things since I called up.
So, oh, all right, that's okay. You just go for it.
I think that hopefully by November the 8th, we'll be able to have everybody back in the Superdome. But personal opinion. I guess my main point was, off-topic, the Billy Joe Armstrong record, I think is fantastic. Big Green Day fan forever, yeah. And I can't wait till it comes out. They're just, and yeah. Like,
well, you know, coming up, I'm going to.
You know, they were together long before. They've been together 35 years at this point, I believe.
Wow. And coming up, Joe, in just a few minutes, I'm going to play a song from Insomniac because they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Insomniac. So, you know, if somebody was 15 in
what
the grunge era,
they're
40 now. They're 40 now.
What song
we're going to play?
Brain Stew. Okay, very good. Okay, so everyone was talking about the Alvin Kamara jersey. That's what I called in for. And it was the previous call,
okay.
But they said that we'd still be able to chat about the topic. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I feel like good men have lost their lives so that we can say the things that we want to say and we can live how we want to live. And everybody has an opportunity to do that and say that and be that person. And I respect that, and I'm not here to judge that because of the liberties that we're afforded by people that have given their lives.
Right.
And so I don't judge the next person for thinking whatever they want to think. I don't tell anybody they need to think like this. I don't tell them my personal beliefs. I don't do that sort of thing. My problem with, I mean, if you like, you rewind back to Kaepernick, my problem, I feel like, and this is a personal opinion, but I feel like that he has a captive audience that does not belong to him. It belongs to the NFL. He's employed by the NFL. And on any given football game, he's got 70 or 80,000 people in the stands, and they have millions of people watching, right? And I run a small business, and I have 13 employees. And if one of them was walking around here soliciting to my customers their personal beliefs, I wouldn't allow that. Now, I feel like that message is important, and people do need to hear it, and we do need to bridge these gaps with inequality and that sort of thing. But I feel like everybody that was trying to promote that idea got together and did it on their own nickel and had their own venue and all their own advertisements and all the costs associated with bringing that kind of audience together, then that's fine. But they're doing it on someone, but they're doing it on their employer's initial, work and efforts that they've taken over the years.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, would you hang on for Joe? Okay, hang on for just a minute. We've got some breaking sports news, and I'll come back to you here in just a moment. Now we've got some breaking sports news concerning LSU, and we're getting a hold of a Christian Garrick. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. You can continue for just a. Okay, wait. Hang on. Let me go to Christian Garrick. Here's our sports director, Christian Garrick, with some breaking news. Christian,
Scoot, 19 players for the Florida Gators have tested positive for COVID-19, and Florida has suspended their football operations. This coming, of course, LSU playing the Florida Gators are scheduled to play the Florida Gators Saturday at 2:30. But that looks very much like it could be in jeopardy. No official word from LSU yet or the SEC as to what's going to happen with that game, but certainly worth noting that 19 players have tested positive for COVID-19 for the Florida Gators.
And so the Florida Gators, not LSU, but the Florida Gators.
Yeah, and, you know, they went from 5 to 19. They went from 5 to 19, and now Florida has suspended their football operations.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be a miracle if that game took place. Anyway, Christian, thank you very much for that. I know you'll follow up on that with Sports Talk as this week goes on. So thanks for the breaking news.
Scoot, if I could just add one thing to keep in mind.
Sure.
The SEC added two bye weeks into the schedule. So that's a plan for if there was going to be an outbreak and games were going to be interrupted. We've seen it happen with other SEC games. Now it's a very real possibility that it could happen to LSU and Florida.
Okay, I appreciate it. And are you surprised that the Saints are talking to LSU officials about moving games to Baton Rouge?
Not at all. I mean, they do their homework, they do their due diligence. What's interesting here is the mayor just put out that it's an indoor stadium, so she's concerned about that. Well, Dr. Sills of the NFL, the doctor for the NFL, has said a properly ventilated indoor stadium like the Superdome is as safe as an outdoor venue.
Well, it's interesting information. All right, Christian Garrick, sports director, WWL, and co-host of Sports Talk. Thanks for the information.
Stu, thanks. Bye.
Okay. WWL is the flagship station for the Saints and also LSU. So once again, you know, we keep breaking news with the purple and gold and the black and gold. And it's all powered by radio.com sports. And this is through Indeed. If you need Indeed, then learn at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. That's if you need to hire. And this was breaking news here on WWL AMFM and radio.com. All right, Joe, are you still with us? All right, Joe, we'll need to wrap up here. Joe, you know, I understand what you're saying, and you know, we're going to disagree, but that's okay. You see, the NFL is spending money because it's the NFL's decision to do that. The players are not – well, you could argue that the players have put the NFL in a position to where they have to do this, but the NFL is voluntarily taking on this program because I think they believe it's good for their image.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Whether I agree with it or not, I believe that you're right. I think it was a situation where just anybody that's publicly viewed, they're backed into a corner, and you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision based on popularity. Now, whether they really feel like it's a significant issue or not, I can't speak to that. I don't know. I'm just my point is that originally. It was brought to the front line on something that I would not allow employees to do at my place of business.
Well, I understand, and that's a decision that you can make. The NFL has not made that decision. Joe, thanks for listening to Bay St. Louis, and I appreciate you taking time to call the show.
Goodbye.
All right. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We've also been talking about what was on Alvin Kamara's shirt during the postgame interviews. And I noticed this last night. I wrote a blog about it. The blog is on our website, WWL.com. I'll post it on Facebook later. But I noticed that Alvin Kamara's shirt read, "More Than an Athlete." And I felt like that was an obvious statement relating to the NFL's campaign and how the players feel about bringing awareness to inequality in America. And there's been harsh criticism of the players because it's like people say, well, no, you're a player. You just play. You know, we don't want to hear anything else. But as I read his shirt and thought about the message and just thought about how we all, in our own ways, use our platforms to promote our opinions. And one of your platforms is to call this radio show and express your opinions. Some of you might use your position as a parent or somebody within a family or a business or among friends. You may be the alpha member of your group, whether you're male or female, and you may use that position to push your opinions. So don't we all really amount to more than whatever our job title is? All right, if you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. 1-870. President Trump, well, I don't know if he played it, but Macho Man was played at the president's rally. And this was obviously in reference to the president's tough image of beating COVID-19. And I think we all know the preferential treatment that presidents get. And, you know, hey, that's the way it should be. It's not fair, but look, that's the way it should be. But don't you think it was just a little juvenile for the president to be showing up with Macho Man being played over COVID? I mean, he acts like nothing happened to him. And something did. And I hope he doesn't make it seem like this is such a little thing that everybody goes out and doesn't care whether they get COVID-19 or not, because it could hurt you. It could kill you. And even if you're young and get over it, it can still have, according to experts, a lasting impact on your body. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, does this bring back some memories for some of you? This is early Green Day. From the album Insomniac, Brain Stew. Like, and don't criticize them for doing an album called Brain Stew. Like, you know, oh my God, think about these younger grunge bands. Because remember, the Rolling Stones did an album entitled Goat's Head Soup. And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer did an album called Brain Salad Surgery. Most of you will remember, many of the songs from Nimrod, which was 1994. But I find this just an interesting point. Green Day is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Insomniac. If you were 15 when that album came out, when that grunge era was going on, you're 40 years old now. If you were 20, you're 45 now. So the group that grew up, that came of age during the grunge era, hey, you guys are part of talk radio. And we are so glad to welcome you to our show. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. We're talking about the idea that the Saints officials are meeting with LSU Tiger fans, not LSU Tiger officials, about moving the Saints games to Baton Rouge. And Mayor Cantrell has said that they're going to take this into consideration. But right now, 20,000 people in an indoor space presents a significant public health concern. From Old Metairie, Kerner, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I got so you used the word that LaToya Cantrell has a stranglehold. I wrote it down because I couldn't believe you said it. She was putting the city in a stranglehold. My question was, what time is your Michigan militia meeting that you're going to?
Well, it's going to be I get off at 4, so I'm not going to really have that meeting organized until by 5.
Yeah. I was wondering, make sure you wear your body armor.
I got all that. I got all that lined up. Yeah. Camouflage stuff. I got it all lined up.
Come on. It's crazy to say that she's putting the city in a stranglehold. She's following CDC guidelines, right? She is following the guidelines. Now, look, you want the Superdome to be open. That's clear. But you also wanted Tracy's to be open during St. Patty's Day. And you got a lot of egg on your face on that one, right?
So I don't think so.
This thing about going after Cantrell every time. And look, the Saints, let me ask you something. The Saints, do the Saints put the city of New Orleans first? Because I can give you a list of things they did. First one, after Hurricane Katrina, the Saints threatened the city to leave. They said they were going to leave the city high and dry. They were going to go to San Antonio, right? And then the Saints also, they had a coach who got caught targeting other players and injuring them. And he got kicked out of the league for a year. The Saints kept him on the payroll. So you're not talking about an organization that has real high moral character. I mean, you're talking about a pretty shady organization.
I think it's really wrong to call them shady. Your point is taken, but I don't think it's fair to say the Saints are shady. And there are people who can come up with a list of good things that the Saints have done. Kerner, I'm glad you had a chance to. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. So the Saints head coach got caught, right? Then he ditched his wife and was dating a cheerleader.
That's none of your business, Kerner. Kerner, goodbye. Goodbye, Kerner. That's none of your business. Don't bring that up on this show. It's none of your damn business. So you've just exposed yourself as being personally against the Saints. And this is America. You have a right to do that. But I'm going to call you on it. I don't have egg on my face from my opinions in the past. We've learned a lot about COVID-19 since it first broke, really, in, what, I guess February, when it really got heated up in March. We've learned a lot. I have been smart enough to adjust my opinions as time goes on. What I don't understand is that when the mayor told us that data would dictate, why has data not dictated? I want the dome opened only to an appropriate number of fans that can be there in a safe way. I think it can be done. The mayor obviously disagrees. But when the positivity rate for opening up bars, this is why I use the word stronghold. When the positivity rate, the criteria for opening bars in the state was a positivity rate of 5%. And at that time, when the city, when the mayor held the city back in phase two, the city's positivity rate was 1.3%. I don't know how you can explain that as being rational. This conversation will continue on our show tomorrow afternoon. No doubt about it. We'll continue this conversation. I gave the mayor the benefit of the doubt so many times in the beginning of her role as mayor of the city that I was criticized for kissing her ass. And I was just being fair. But when things happen that I feel like I have a responsibility to comment on, I owe this to the people of New Orleans to comment on the mayor. And doesn't mean we're going to agree. You can call in and disagree. But I think the mayor has been unfair in opening up phases for the city with no explanation. What is her explanation? She's not given a reason why the data is not dictating the decisions. And I think the people of New Orleans deserve an explanation. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, all right, it's October, and Halloween is coming up, so I thought we'd start slipping in some Halloween music, and man, this is just such a classic. I remember walking around the mean streets of Metairie as a young person with my little transistor radio. Yeah, transistor radios. I mean, that was like just to be able to walk around with a radio was like unbelievable, and this song reminds me of that. One day we'll start this at the beginning where they start off with the bong. I mean, it honestly sounds like they're hitting the bong at the beginning of the song. All right, I'm Scoot, and coming up next, it's the Second Guest Show. Second Guest with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier. Are the Saints one of the top teams in the NFC? What needs fixing during the bye week? Plus, head coach from LSU, Ed Orgeron, at 6:10. And then it's Tulane Tuesday at 6:30 with Coach Willie Fritz. And then at 7 o'clock, the Community Coffee Saints Hour on the home of the Saints and LSU. And then I think we are going to pick up Tuesday Night Football in Progress, Buffalo and Tennessee tonight. Hey, join me on Instagram. I'll be live on Instagram tonight. It's Scoot on the air. Also, join me on Facebook. Program director Diane Newman, our show producer Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, senior studio producer Ian Oak, who did a phenomenal job today with the text off and with everything else. He works so hard, so, you know, I can just sit here and have it easy. Hey, also, thank you for listening to the show. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.